The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, this is Note to Self, and I'm your host, Peyton Sarton. From Q&As and breakup tips to simply navigating every stage of life, Note to Self is a space to get messy, explore new perspectives, and ultimately empower yourself and others. Grab some wine or a mocktail, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. All right, hello everyone. Welcome back to Note to Self. I have two Note to Self beloved guests on today. I have Iman and Kristen back to talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about today.
Love and the pursuit of happiness.
I asked the audience if they had any questions for us, which they did, and we'll talk about that. A couple will address those later. But otherwise, I feel like in our group chat today and like this whole week, we've been like, can we talk about this like in general, just in the group chat? And then everyone's like, let's save this for the podcast. So one, let's do a little check-in because some stuff has changed since the podcast last aired. And Iman has gotten a full big girl job.
Yeah, nice. I have a big girl job. So I go into an office every day. I never had that before. And I have to be there at a certain time every day. And
so excited.
I like go on my laptop and I do my little typing. And I know I've obviously had a job before, but it feels so different when you're in an office.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you honestly worked longer hours before when you didn't have...
I worked so much longer hours. It honestly feels like a break because you just go to work and then you go home and I've been so bored.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I did want to talk about kissing with tongue.
Oh, so we're going right there.
Yeah, I'm like, this is so boring.
Okay. Iman doesn't want to do any life updates. No one needs to know.
Well, that was a life update.
Okay. Yeah, short life update. But I also feel like this kissing with tongue thing was brought on by something. Right?
Yeah, I
like,
know. And I don't know what it is.
Well, I don't remember what prompted me to think about it, but it was on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then I started, okay, so it all started when I was watching Love Island. And when they do the challenges, a lot of times they have to kiss.
Yeah.
And I'm watching these challenges all the time, and they're using so much tongue. And I'm always like, ew, like, this is gross. But I always watch it with my roommate, Kayla, and she wasn't thinking it was gross. So I just thought, oh, she must kiss with a lot of tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Then I watched it with my other friend, Kayla. I was like, hey, they're kind of like using a lot of tongue, right? And she was like, what
do
you mean? Just
fussing everyone out.
She was like, what do you mean? I feel like they're not. And I was like, what the? Like in my, yeah. I started to panic a little bit. And then I texted to my group chat. I was like, hey guys, just like kind of a weird question. They're definitely using too much tongue when we're all watching Love Island, right? Like the challenges are just using a little bit too much tongue. And they were like, we don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. So this actually happened a little bit ago, but it just resurfaced and my stomach dropped to my butthole. And I was like, have I been kissing wrong?
This sounds familiar because I feel like I remember when this like actually happened.
Yes.
Happened because we had a bit of this conversation.
Yeah. So then obviously I had to text people who I've made out with before.
Yeah.
Oh, you asked?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I've been wanting to do that because I got served a TikTok recently that was like, have you ever just like wanted to make out with yourself to like see how you kiss?
No.
And then it was after I hooked up with that guy. We can bleep.
Josh, please bleep his
name. Can we get a bleep?
Because he was giving very much lizard whenever we were kissing.
But what does lizard mean? Like hard and like direct?
Yeah, exactly. So like I like a messy makeout with a lot of tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But I like there to be soft tongue. And I felt like his was like being a little too purposeful.
I know exactly what you mean because I'm going to need another bleep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Does that.
Please bleep that name.
The tongue goes so.
Yes. Yeah. So I, of course, am like, holy shit. I have the longest fucking tongue in the world. Mm-hmm. I'll show you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it's so long. And I'm like, oh, my God, am I a fucking lizard kisser?
Well, I don't think so because you value a soft tongue. So I feel like you would also give that.
Right.
You
like,
value
but,
that.
But would I be able to realize if I'm doing that?
I guess not.
I guess not. But I just don't really
Should
see
I ask
you doing
my
that.
Ex?
I asked mine. I sent a voice note. You want to hear what he said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'm like kind of scared of the truth.
Well, he said,
yeah.
I'm trying to think of how I kiss. Like,
I know. I'm like, should we?
I feel like it depends on how the person is kissing me too. Like, I'm not like performing my performance. It's about like the two things working
right,
together.
Right, exactly.
Okay, I'm not going to play the intro text because that's basically what I just said, but this was my follow-up because he basically just sent me an entire voice note of him laughing and didn't really answer.
Okay, but like seriously, like is it not enough where I need to be like embarrassed about every makeout I've ever had? Like I just, here's the thing is like, I just didn't know we were all doing it. And like, no one's ever said anything to me about the tongue. Like I personally didn't know. And
I didn't.
I really need you to like really walk me through. Like, is it like, Yaiman, you really need to be using a lot more? Or is it just like, you could use more and it wouldn't hurt? Like,
okay.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry, before you answer, you don't use any tongue?
I do, but then I started getting insecure because, okay, stop.
No, don't. I think you can never have too little tongue. I think it's always too much tongue.
I think I verge on the air of too little because I'm realizing if that's the way that we're supposed to be kissing, I don't think I like it that much.
Yeah, no.
Oh, you don't like kissing?
Let's listen to the response.
I do, but I guess I have to ask his permission if I can put this, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but dude, you think back, like, if you were to give me a rating of how much tongue I use compared to what you're seeing on TV, I mean, what would you give that? I can't think back, like, well enough to know your tongue percentage allocation.
So anyways.
This is the ex you had redo your Hinge, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love him.
Famous on here.
We just kind of go back and forth on that. But he basically says he doesn't really, like, it was fine. Like, it doesn't really stand out as too little or too much. Yeah, it's just fine, which was the perfect answer for me. Because I'm okay with going undetected. I'm okay with that not being my, like,
thing.
It's not like, oh, Iman, I'm fine with that. But my armpits are sweating. I'm so nervous right now. I got really nervous that I just wasn't using enough. But I think I err on the side of too little, but I don't think I'm that into it.
I think that's fine.
I don't
think
like
it's
lots
like,
of tongue. I'm like, I'm with you. I don't want a lot of like wetness in my mouth from someone else's mouth.
I really only do whenever it's like the moment is right and I like can't resist. I'm not like, you know, you're just like.
What an interesting way to.
I don't know. Like, I don't have that moment, but I know you have that moment.
Yeah, like there's like some people that I'm like, I can't get enough of you. You know what I mean? And you just like want your tongue down their throat.
So I think that I found someone that kisses kind of like we enjoy the same type of kissing. And we use like the similar amounts of tongue. You know what I mean? Like it's not like a ton of tongue, but also depends on are we drunk? What kind of sex am I having after? Are we having sex after? Like, I feel like the kissing changes based on the situation.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I know. Like, I only, like, use tongue like that when it's, like, a passionate make-out, like, pre-, fuck.
Not, that's the thing about Love
Not
Island.
Not, like, love-making.
Is they're in the middle. They're supposed to be kind of like a peck. Like, they could get away with doing a peck in some of these challenges. And they do, like, a full make-out with tongue. That's the weird part to me.
I don't like it. No. And I just wish everyone was on the same page as me so that I could feel normal.
I wish I watched it so I had any context. But like, yeah, like I do notice too much tongue on television. Like watching people make out, I'll be like, ooh.
Well, they're performing.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is also upsetting.
Yeah, you guys they're really performing.
Should I ask my last ex if I have?
Yes. Everyone, if you're listening and maybe some people relate to me, you don't have to come forward to your friends. You can send me a DM and we can relate to it. If you are a quiet listener and you're like, oh shit, I'm like Iman, I would love to not feel alone.
Oh, she wants to feel
Let's
like,
talk about it. But also, you guys, I wish you guys could watch me make out.
I know.
So I could see.
I asked my friend Michelle the other day. I was like, I want to like make out with one of my friends just so they can like tell me.
I mean, I've made out with my friends, but we're not like using. I'm not doing my full.
Yeah, we're not doing everything.
We're not doing our full thing, but yeah, maybe next time you guys can watch me.
Okay, next order of business. We've beaten the tongue.
We talked about that
to submission
way too long. I can't believe you guys want to talk about that for so long.
Well, right. I had yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna tell y'all about my night last night because I took myself on a self date. Y'all, okay. So typically, you know how I talk about like women being, it's hard to be a woman because it's unsafe in general. Like life is unsafe for women. Yeah. But usually I exist in a world where I try to make myself safe by every like measure. So I like when I go out places, especially if I'm going alone, I'll take an Uber black and I'll pay the extra money because I'm lucky enough to, and I'm a childless woman at 30 who's been working for fucking ever, and I can afford it, but I afford it because I think that it's safer and I like that the drivers are professional. It just feels safer.
Gives you peace of mind.
Much paying like, for the peace of mind. I'm paying for the peace of mind. So last night I go take myself on a date to Sugarfish in Beverly Hills. So I order an Uber X because it was so much cheaper. I'm like, I'm stupid if I order a black. Like, I don't need to be bougie right now. Get in the car. The guy's like, sit in the front when I first get there. And I thought that maybe there was something in the back, or he's like, you can do that, whatever. So I sit in the front and I'm dressed like in a nice like sweater dress. Like I look put together, you know. He starts asking me a million questions. Is that where you live? How much does it cost to live there? Questions on questions. Can I follow you on Instagram? So many questions. I could not have been less interested in answering these questions. And I'm sitting in the fucking front seat, okay? But the Uber was $8 versus like $31. So I was like, all right, whatever. Right. Well, we're going to deal with this. Weird, but just woman things, right? He drops me off. Then I go, well, I actually met a really cute couple in the Sugarfish, like waiting to get sat. She was like, I follow you and I like watch your YouTube channel or whatever. So I talked to them for a while and they were totally normal. Like acclimated me to like being around normal people after this creepy guy. Then I sat down, a guy sitting literally right next to me. Like, you know, the tables at Sugarfish are so small.
So fucking close.
He was like, hey, Peyton, like, what's up? I haven't seen you in forever. In like 7 years. And I'm like, I'm sorry. He's like, you don't remember me? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. No. And he was like, well, two words, and like named a mutual friend that we have. And I was like, oh.
Well, who is it? Can we get a bleep?
Just like a girl that I know from home. And I was like, I still don't know who this person is, but I acted like I did.
Right.
Talked my fucking ear off. Talked to me about his girlfriend.
No. Was he alone too?
He was with another guy. And like, he was looking at me. There was just like a weird vibe.
Right. So I'm trying to like right next to them.
When I say fucking close.
Oh okay.
So then I'm sitting there and I just had such good vibes from this couple. I'm sitting there with this guy and I like put my headphone in. Like, I'm trying to like enjoy my alone time and have my Sugarfish. So then after I'm like, all right, I'm going to go take myself for a little nightcap just across the street at the Mayborn bar at the Mayborn Hotel.
What? I just got jealous. Even though you're by yourself, I just got jealous of you by yourself.
You're that sounds so fun. Not going to be fucking jealous of this.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So to set the scene for you guys, the Mayborn Hotel is a really nice hotel in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's the old Montage Hotel, so it's like super nice. If you're staying there, you're probably paying quite a bit of money to stay there. So I feel like you'd expect a certain level of safety and service.
And like people.
Cleanliness. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting there. I'm trying to have a nice fucking drink by myself. I had been drinking sake at Sugarfish. So I ordered a sake cocktail. They have really good cocktails there, like really good, like craft cocktails. So I sit down. Next to me, there was like a place already taken. And like the bar was kind of busy. So I just like had one seat to sit in. So I go sit in that seat. And next to me, someone had been sitting there, but she had gotten up. So like all of her stuff was still on this seat, and there was like seven drinks, some half finished, some not, whatever. So I thought there were two people sitting there. Anyway, I'm sitting there and a guy comes over to like the left of me. So he's standing up and he just like starts asking me all these questions. And of course, I'm not going to be like, I have a boyfriend, like immediately, because he seemed like friendly and I thought he was just chatting with me. He was chatting with the guy behind the bar too. So I thought normal behavior, whatever, I'll talk to this guy. Then this woman comes in and she like reeks. Okay. Like has not showered in a long time. And by the way, minimum drink price here is $25 a drink, like minimum for like a small cocktail.
Did she look dirty?
Not really. So she comes in and she has a like a David Yurman like ring that's on her left finger. And she goes to the couple, like it's basically me and then her on my right. And then to her right, there's a couple. Goes over to them and goes, I just got engaged. I just got engaged. Oh my God, I just got engaged. And I was like, oh, cool. Like this girl seems like the light. Like she like, knows everyone around us. Like, awesome. They're like, no way. Like, that's so cool. Like, let's do a little cheers or whatever. They get some champagne. She's sitting next to me. She's going over this menu they have. And like the markings on this menu, it looked like she was like making notes. And she was like, I'm going over my wedding menu or whatever. So I think she's like normal, just chatting with me. She was, oh my God, you look exactly like my friend Ashley, but she's like, Ashley's horrible. I thought she was like, I'm just getting a kick out of this woman.
Mm-hmm.
The more time goes on, she's kind of just like talking to herself over this menu, being like, I like this, I don't like this, I like this, I don't like this. So I'm sitting there like, okay, I guess she just talks out loud, right? I don't care. I have my headphones in. The guy next to me continues to fucking talk to me. And he's like, well, where do you live? Like, oh, you live close. Like, can I take you? Do you want me to walk you home? Do you mean to? And I'm literally just like, no. So I'm also, this is where I start turning towards like, I'm not the person that's going to be nice.
Right.
In order to like keep things polite. You've got the wrong bitch. The woman next to me, who has all these extra drinks, is like, my fiance is going to be back in a second. My fiance is going to be back in a second. She keeps referencing her fiance, who doesn't exist. He's not there.
Clearly.
She's saying, my fiance is going to pay for this. Hey, by the way, my fiance is about to be back. But like, he's not back and I don't have any of the cash. Can I put this drink on your card? I go, no. And she was like, oh my God. Yeah, you're right. Like, girls shouldn't pay for anything. Like, girls don't need to pay. Is this your boyfriend? Is he paying? And I was like, no, this is not my boyfriend. And no, I'm not paying for your fucking drink. I felt a little bit bad, but I'm also like, sometimes when you give people an inch, they take a fucking mile. And that's one thing I've learned about living in a big city that I'm just like, no. So she was actually apologetic, but I did not ask anymore. Okay. But she's still talking to me about some random shit. I'm trying to sit at the nice, I paid $50 for two drinks because I'm going to charge two different sake drinks. The guy next to me continues to try to convince me that I should let him walk me home, to the point where I was like, he was like, well, you know, like just trying to spit game. And I'm like, what are you, what is happening? The bartenders are watching this happen.
You home so that you could be safe from
him. No, he literally was like, well, you know, I'm a protector, like men are protectors. Like, you know, it's just a little on me. Like, what am I going to, he goes, little on me. Like, what am I going to do to you? I go,
murder me.
I go, because you're the most likely person to murder me right now.
You said that? You.
Yes. I'm saying, you know how deadpan I am?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, let me, I go, no. And he was like, well, you're going to get an Uber. Like, that's sketchy. I go, no, it's not. You're
trying
sketchier.
Trying to convince me to not get an Uber is weird.
Weird behavior. And he would not shut the fuck up. And this girl next to me is asking me to put the drinks on the card. And he's like, well, you know, I just like taking care of women. And I'm like, if you don't shut the fuck up. I was like, you don't gaslight me into thinking that you're safe. You're not. I'm taking an Uber in order to get away from you, for the fucking record. And this guy was just like, he thought I was joking still. I don't know how mean I can be directly to your face. But it was the weirdest thing because I've never experienced that. People talk about how big cities are unsafe and like, especially in LA, things are unsafe. I've never had that happen to me ever, but specifically in Beverly Hills. And also when I tell you,
three times in one night,
it was a 2 hour span. Like I could not move because the one person was so close to me to my right. And he was so close to me to my left, like literally like in my business. And the bartenders are sitting here. I'm a paying customer, a woman sitting alone paying $55 plus tax or in tip.
Not saying shit.
Not saying one thing. And this woman has not paid for a single drink. She's got like six drinks around her. I'm like, she's bumming drinks from people, talking to herself. We're in one of the nicest hotels.
Acting like she's about to have her wedding at the Mayborn.
Yeah. What is happening right now? It was the weirdest thing. And so I finally, like, I ordered my black car home and I was like, fuck this. I don't need, I'll pay the extra $30 at this point.
Well, that was just the validation you needed.
I know. I was like, this is so annoying. It's so fucking annoying to have to spend that extra money to feel like, can I be safe in my own house? Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was my night last night. And that's just never happened like that before. I've been in sketchy situations. We've done some stupid shit where we were
stupid,
so drunk, belligerent. And I feel like I've never felt that creeped out.
Yeah.
Ever in Los Angeles until literally last night.
Wow.
So weird.
That's like, that's next level with the amount of people, because it's not just like one weird thing. It's, but like, fucking,
what am I putting out in the universe? Like, what kind of like essence am I putting out in the universe last night to make you be like,
I feel like you don't have to be doing
that's the
anything.
Weird thing. Yeah, that's like you trying to convince yourself that like it was your fault.
No, I know. I just want to know, like, if it's not happening most of the time. Like, I genuinely, like, I feel like a safe typically, but like as a woman, you're always a little bit unsafe.
I think that's kind of the
also,
weird
your
other side
is going to be out
Beverly
in the video.
Hills. Oh, did we tell you that we're dressed as each other?
Yeah, we forgot to tell you guys that. We're all dressed as each other. I'm dressed like Iman. Iman's dressed like Kristen, the work okay version of Kristen.
Yeah, the non going out.
And Kristen is dressed like me. She did a blowout today.
Gorge.
I have never seen you wear a dress like this in my life. I'm surprised you own it.
This is the most painful dress ever.
I actually saved it for my future daughter because I was like, this is good.
Oh, we're saving clothes for our future daughters?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
I have a book collection for my future kids, like a children's book collection.
Oh, cute.
Oh, my God.
Every time I go to like a different place.
Wow, that's really precious.
Anyway, that was my whole spiel about safety and how pissed off I was that I spent that much money and I felt like shit. Like,
yeah. And you like wanted to have a nice night for yourself and then it was just ruined.
Why don't bartenders like clock that for a second? Like, hey, do you want to move? Hey, should we move you to a table?
Hey, are you feeling uncomfortable?
Because I did not. I was looking around at people. Like, I was making eye contact with people. Like, hello.
What's the drink you're supposed to order whenever something's sketchy and that's supposed to, like, give them the,
I don't
like,
know, but I should definitely red light. Know that. I should definitely know that information. Should we look it up real quick?
Yeah, like we should. Info to give to the PSA.
Let's see. Angel shot.
Got it. They just bring you a shot.
Literally. An angel
No,
shot.
I was going to say, though, that's like the kind of weird side of Beverly Hills people don't talk about, because it's like Wally's gets pretty creepy. Mm-hmm. Is the Mayborn where we were at the other night dressed as?
Yeah.
It's where Dante is, but it's the downstairs bar and they have great drinks. And Joe and I've had really good nights there, by the way. So this was like a weird thing.
No, yeah. No, I was thinking of what's the one, the Pretty Woman one.
Oh, Beverly Wilshire.
Yeah, Beverly Wilshire.
Beverly Wilshire, because when we went there a few weeks ago, it was the same weird vibe. Like, there's like a, yeah, there's like a call girl something other
side
of Beverly Hills.
Well, that does happen a lot in Beverly Hills, but these weren't, like, it wasn't like, I feel like I could clock that if they, like, thought I was an escort and were trying to, like, talk to me and, like, see.
Not even saying that. It's just, like, there's a really sleazy, like, non-posh side of Beverly Hills.
There's a dark side.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like LA has a major dark side that could be acknowledged, but I feel like I've always done a good job in the 8 fucking years I've been here. You can usually clock it, but right. Something about last night, I was like, this is just fucking weird. Like, things are weird right now, and not in a way that's like someone picking up an escort at a bar where 2 consensual people are having sex with each other. This is like, you're trying to trick me, but you're too stupid and you won't take no for an answer. And I'm literally looking at you being like, you're the problem. And you're like, you know what? Like, how little old me. And I'm like, yeah, you're huge. You're human. What are you talking about? Little old you. You are most like the most likely person to kill me in this bar right now. And he literally was like, you got me all wrong. I'm like, first of all, the fact that you're not shocked that I just told you that to your face means like you're giving me killer vibes.
Literally.
Got it all
you're trying
wrong.
To like charm me into not getting murdered, and you're not charming or smart, so be better. Like Ted
be
Bundy,
better at your job.
Literally be better at your job.
Be charming. Be
take
hot.
Some fucking notes or
one
something.
Time this woman tried to scam me, like I can't remember how, but I think I was buying like concert tickets or something when I was much younger off Facebook Marketplace, and this woman I could tell was trying to scam me, but it was really, really bad job. Mm-hmm. And I literally gave her pointers. I was like, I know you're trying to scam me and this is not good.
No.
This isn't good.
Be good at your job or stop.
Be like, good
choose
at your
another
job or
path.
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's some scammers out there that will really get you.
I mean, I paid several thousand for a dog that doesn't exist.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. My first.
They got you.
They fucking got me. They got me good to the point I was like lying to my friends because they were like, Kristen. And I was like, what? Like, it's coming on the plane tomorrow. And I kept wiring money to like Cambodia or something. No, it was so dark.
And you had to lie because you were so embarrassed.
Yeah.
You're like, and you guys, no, it's coming. They sent a video.
Yeah. I was like, it just like needs more money for its shots. And like, no, it was so bad. And it
when
like
was
drained.
This
was like my like first or second year out of college when I was living mm-hmm. in Dallas mm-hmm. and I wanted a dog and they literally drained my bank account and I like tried to, I finally had to tell my friends because I was like, can I borrow some money? Like they're going to give me, they kept telling me they would give me the money back once I got the dog. Such a fucking idiot.
How old are you?
I was like, I don't know how much, how old are you when you graduate? 22. Like 22.
Oh,
I mean,
my God. Did you find it on Craigslist?
No, it was like a dog site or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, the thing that they don't tell you about a scam is, especially a dog scam, is that like I grew an attachment to this dog through the photos. So anytime they were like, oh, it had an allergic reaction to its shots. Oh, it needs more money for paperwork. I was thinking like, oh, well,
that's
I have
dog.
To save this dog's life. Yeah. It's my dog. Like, this is my baby. And yeah, it took me taking my best friend to go wire money with me from her account to be like, Kristen, no.
Oh my God.
It was literally like,
admit right now how much money it was. Like, exactly.
I want to say at least $3,500.
Oh
my God.
No.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's
no.
Rent.
Yeah.
No. That's rent.
They got you, but they were good.
They were good.
They were good at their job.
Well, no, they weren't. They just got a girl that was like from Tulsa, Oklahoma that trusted everyone. Because like, I just would never. I just at the time was like, I just thought everyone had a heart of gold.
Right.
Here's the thing. I think the moral of the story that I told, besides just me being like, isn't this fucking weird? And I need validation that it's weird. I was so not necessarily proud of myself, I wouldn't say, but I was so happy that last night I was the kind of person who isn't afraid to make it awkward by being like, no, you're going to murder me.
Yeah.
Right. And I will not go in anywhere with you and stop acting like this is normal. You're being weird.
Yeah.
And no, I will not buy your drink.
It sounds easier like being out of the situation, mm-hmm, but yeah, when a person is staring you down right next to you and like insisting that they are not sketchy or dangerous or whatever, you're obviously like, we can't help but just like gaslight ourselves or like.
Well, I wouldn't have ever said yes, but I also probably would have been more polite in my younger years. In this situation, I was more like, I'm putting my foot down right the fuck now. Yeah. Look me in the eyeballs. No.
Right.
Yeah. It's time to take a quick break, sponsored by the Nike Indie Bra and Universa Legging. This is your sign to take a deep breath, refill your water bottle, and grab a healthy snack. I realize that this is a reminder that I need daily, so I figured y'all might need it too. Another thing you'll need to know, Nike's Indie Bra is back and now comes in three support levels, low, medium, and high, for however you choose to move. All three levels are designed to fit and flatter your body. Indie is made from soft material and thin, smooth elastic that will keep you comfy all day. The thin adjustable straps provide extra comfort and a customizable touch. I love that you can really choose your settings on this one. Now, let's talk about my absolute favorite legging of all time, and I do not say that lightly. Nike Universa leggings help smooth and lift, and they stretch with your every move. They're squat-proof, which is extremely important to me, and the mid-weight and finna-smooth fabric is extra comfortable. These are the leggings I reach for when I'm headed to the gym, running errands, or just need a cute athletic forward look for every day. I am not exaggerating when I say these are my favorite leggings ever. Luckily for me, they're extra durable and will last me forever. The Indie Bra and Universa legging as a set are truly unmatched. This set is something I'm constantly reaching for because it never fails me. Find your feel with Nike bras and leggings that deliver supportive flexibility and comfort for whatever your day brings. Shop now at Nike.com. Now, my next sponsor needs no introduction. Today's episode is sponsored by Revolve. And if you've been around for a hot sec, you know about my obsession with Revolve. I feel like whenever I get questions on the internet about where to find outfits for a vacation, for some kind of event, for a wedding, for a trip to Vegas, I get a lot of questions about girls' trips to Vegas. Revolve. There are so many brands. I'm constantly finding new ones on Revolve as well. I am just such a huge fan. Also, I get all my basics there because one thing about Revolve, they're going to get your stuff to you quickly. All right. You're going to get it fast. You're going to have free returns if things don't fit or if you just aren't feeling something. It just makes shopping so, so easy. I feel so spoiled when I'm shopping on Revolve. Also, for the girls who really don't know what to wear for certain occasions, they have curated edits for things like birthdays or vacations or nights out or some kind of special events. Revolve consistently offers the latest and most sought-after trends in fashion. They have new arrivals daily. They have inclusive sizing options. They have personalized product recommendations. And also, Forward, which is Revolve's luxury sister site and your destination for all things luxury, features some of the world's best designers like Bottega Veneta. I know y'all have seen me with my Bottega bags at baseball games recently. Saint Laurent, The Row, Ferragamo, Miu Miu, and so much more. They also have Revolve Beauty, which features all your favorite brands like Charlotte Tilbury, Summer Fridays, Kosas, Elemis, and more. From last-minute trips to event dressing and seasonal refreshes, Revolve has you covered with fast two-day shipping and hassle-free returns, all on them. So go to revolve.com/note-to-self today to shop my picks for the season. And don't forget to check out the spring shop while you're there. They have curated the best selection of spring styles into this edit, and I'm obsessed with all of them. That's revolve.com/note-to-self. Anyway, what else have y'all been thinking about this week? Anything new?
I have like four boys that I'm not texting back because I just am not inspired. That's really all I've been thinking about.
That's the most relatable thing we've said all day.
So talk about not being inspired.
I just like don't have the capacity for dumb fucking banter. And like, I think I'm honestly just exhausted. I think I've like capped my dating
like the experiences.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just like, yeah. God damn it.
You kind of have been going on dates and doing it for the plot and doing all that stuff, but you're like, how long can I like do it for
exactly.
The plot? Yeah.
Well, this one guy on Hinge, let me tell you what he said.
Did you get back on Raya?
Yeah.
Any luck?
Not really, but I haven't been on it enough because like I have that new job in case no one heard about it yet. I'm like in an office, like kind of on my laptop. So on one of my Hinge videos that I posted, I'm eating chicken wings. That's my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like a video of me actually eating chicken wings. And this guy said, let me lick that grease off no. your lips. But he did a typo. Let me lick that grease of your lips.
There we go.
And then.
I like that you have to point out the typo because that's hilarious.
There we go. You are an angel. I'm looking for love and a serious relationship. Let's have dinner. I make over 100K a month and drive a 200K car. You deserve a good man. I want to protect you and love you. You seem genuine.
Shut the fuck up.
This is why Hinge is scary. It's like the general population of people that think they have a chance with you.
Because and those are the qualifications he's listing out, like a job interview.
Literally. Also, don't ever tell me how much you make.
No.
That was really, really weird.
You what? Are you getting another one? Okay, well, I have a nice little prompt that someone sent in that I thought was hilarious, and I was supposed to prep this for myself, and I didn't. Okay, but y'all can think about it on the fly.
Okay.
What is your nightmare blunt rotation?
So, I'm going to say names, but I'm not going to elaborate, because I don't want to spread hate.
Okay.
But Meghan Trainor.
Okay.
That's JoJo Siwa.
Bitch.
Lizzo. And every Family Channel YouTuber, just as a whole, you can group them all together. I will not be joining that blunt rotation. Mm-hmm. I wish them the best. I don't want anything bad to happen to them, but I wouldn't go.
That's such a good one. I literally said JoJo Siwa whenever we were talking about this earlier. She's like my answer for everything. My new bit is that like I style her. and then like I started that before she started posting even like cringier stuff online, and now it's just like
I'm not really caught up on the gold. On the JoJo Siwa content, except for that one where she like leans forward to the camera and is like whatever the fuck she said. I don't even know what she said. I was too distracted by how aggressive
by how
the leaning was.
Wait, Peyton is so into her. Look at her, she's so nervous.
You're blushing. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay. So can I not use JoJo because she's like already?
No, you can. I actually don't even know mine. So
I feel like I could come up with some better ones. Like that was really quick and good. Except for I do think I might want to smoke a blunt with that one guy that's like off the rails. He like lost his family. The YouTuber Austin McBroom. I actually might want to. Actually, no. Would it give me psychosis? I don't know.
Probably.
Damn. But yeah, Lizzo's a good one. Because I ain't trying to. That's just from personal experience. Pretty sure that's against
Iman, my like really has it out NBA. For Lizzo.
I mean, I've been personally victimized by Lizzo.
Oh my god. Are we allowed to say that on a podcast? Is that like defamation?
I don't think I have signed an NDA for her specifically.
Okay.
So
we will not elaborate on that. Just
yeah, I'm not elaborating. I'm not spreading hate. I'm just saying no one else has to agree with me.
Yeah.
Okay, Peyton, cough it up.
This is so problematic. Right. The first person I can think of. Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good
one.
That
would be really scary. That's giving what I got last night.
Yeah.
He's in there. I think it's like people that I just like genuinely hate. I was thinking Anne Hathaway when I really was thinking about it, but I actually kind of think that'd be kind of interesting.
Wait, I think
she's actually
so
kind
sick.
Of had a rebrand where she's like not a fail anymore.
Yeah.
She has like good fashion sense. Yeah.
I think she's
well,
so
she's
cool.
Fucking hot and perfect, yeah. Like physically.
Yeah. Oh, you know who I would hate to smoke with is DJ Khaled.
Mm. Oh, it would just be too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
It's not what I'm trying. That's not the energy I'm trying to
do.
Yeah.
Like if you're trying to relax. Yeah. That would be way too much.
So JoJo Siwa, DJ Khaled. God, Meghan Trainor is a really good one.
I think I'm okay with Meghan Trainor. I don't like her music, but she doesn't seem bad to me in general.
Yeah.
No comment.
Oh my god, you know who my third is? It's gonna have to be a bleep because she's like,
don't say it.
Yes, I know exactly.
Because here's my issue
about.
All the ones that I want to say, like that I can actually answer this later, are not people that are like, I'm not punching up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We
I feel like it's very
exactly
important to punch up.
Yeah. She's on your TikTok for you page, and that's all I'll say.
Okay, here's a would you rather for you. We're moving on. Okay,
the tables have turned. Iman.
Would you rather have chronic smelly breath or every time you talk to someone of the opposite sex, you pee a little?
Did you write this or someone submitted this?
This is someone submitted this.
We already had one about bad breath, I feel like.
I would pee
a little because I already kind of do.
I would just wear something.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You pee when you talk to the opposite sex?
No, but it's like, you know, just like sometimes when you like sneeze or laugh or like whatever, and people will be like, you know, like they act like that's only happened if you've like had a kid. And like sometimes that happens to me.
But how often? Really.
Not like that often, but I'm just saying like I can handle a teeny bit of pee.
Yeah.
Over bad breath.
I'm going pee for sure. Because that doesn't really even feel that embarrassing.
Yeah.
Just well, no one really knows that. That's the thing. Right. You know what I mean? Like only you know.
Yeah.
Breath is for everyone. Pee is for yourself.
Okay, good. That's a good. Put that on a.
Yeah, put that on a fucking
on a bumper sticker.
That in your pipe and smoke it.
Okay. This one says, this is more of a question. We've got a lot of things going on here. I said you could submit anything. So.
Yeah,
okay.
I like that.
How do you deal with different sex drives in a relationship with a bunch of sad crying emojis?
This is good because I feel like in past relationships, I've had this, not even like problem, but just like discrepancy. And I've kind of had to explain slash I feel like I don't know where I got this information, but basically like women have to be in like a situation or like a mindset to make you horny, whereas men can kind of like go at any time.
Yeah.
I think there's better like research backing that and a better way to say that, but without me and actually also, knowing those facts.
There are people like that fall out of the, you know,
obviously I know a lot of,
gender,
I know a lot of girls that are way hornier than guys and all of that, but
just to acknowledge it.
Yeah. But yeah, like I would say on average, I think it's known that like girls have to kind of be put in the mood and where guys can kind of just like,
yeah,
go.
Quickly do it. So it does change the way you approach sex. And you said something yesterday, we weren't even talking about this subject, but we're talking about like exes and like just our sex lives. And you said something that I thought was really great and something that I've brought to like my boyfriends in various ways, but never worded this way. You said you need to create the what did
environment.
You say? Yeah. You need to create the environment for me to want
like,
to bang.
Make it sexy. Take me to dinner. Like just make it to where it feels a little bit special or something. And mainly this was from this example was from talking about an ex that had like a few roommates and like his room was downstairs, like near one of the doors. Mm-hmm. There was windows and like around his room. So like having sex always felt a little bit risque. And so I was never down to do like the crazy shit because in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, well, my guy friends are either going to walk by because they were my friends as well, walk by the window and see us or open the door and I'm going to be, you know, spread eagle, ass cheeks
up. You can't relax. You can't
relax. So it's like, and then at the same time, if you're hearing them have a party upstairs and like you're, I don't know, it's like, it's just not always the environment that I want to like, A, be vulnerable, B, like do anything other than like a quick fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like I had to explain that and that helped a lot.
I think so. Like we're saying like basically the partner that has like a higher sex drive or they want
it
more frequently.
That's a better way to put it.
They need to create a
safe space.
A safe space for the person, the other person. You know what I mean?
Especially if you're not at your house.
Yeah.
Like this was mainly whenever we didn't have problems when we were at my house, but we were at mine less. And so the fact that he just like would have complaints, I'm like, how are you not seeing that like us coming downstairs from having dinner with your roommates while we can hear them playing poker upstairs and there's people passing the window and coming through the back door, like how can you think I'm gonna want to get fucking freaky? I just don't understand.
I guess it's not even a sex drive thing, it's just like a what turns you on things, like you want to have sex, that's the thing, like that's how I am. I feel like I Joe and I have different sex drives. I feel like he's just more like testosterone, he's just like ready at all times. But I told him this in so many words, like it's not that I don't want to have sex as much as
you have to be put in the mood,
it's just that I need to have like the space to be doing that, like that's why sometimes like or in the last little bit I've been going to visit him without Winnie because like when Winnie's around she sleeps in the middle of us. If we're in a room without her, she's just trying to like gnawing at the door, trying to get in. And I cannot fucking relax.
No, that's literally why I have two bedrooms in my apartment. And one bed is like the dogs are allowed in there. The other bed, the dogs are not allowed because I need a place to like masturbate and like take men.
And when the dogs are like looking at you.
Yeah. And you can't just like have a man over and then all of a sudden kick your dogs out. Like you kind of have to like create that space.
Yes. Or else like they're going to do it when he does because she's not ever kicked out of the bedroom. And she's going to be like, why the fuck am I not in this bedroom?
Right. And that's just not the fucking
And what
vibe.
Are you doing
when
without
he's like,
me?
It sounds like they're having so much fucking fun in there. Let me
She's like crying and I can't focus when that's happening. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think it's just obviously the communication, but also like one, the partner that wants to bang all the time needs to create the space for the other person to want to bang. And I also think for me, the person that is like less sexually, I guess, wanting to have sex as much as Joe, I try to focus on like getting myself there too.
Right.
Because I want to enjoy that. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to specifically not have sex. It's just like, right. Peyton, how are you truly going to get in the mood? And I try to do those things for myself as well.
Yeah. And I think the other half of that is like putting yourself in a position to feel like you're hot. Cause I feel like when I don't feel hot, I don't want to hook up.
Right. Exactly.
I'm like, so it's like, okay, well, if I, you know, he wants to, maybe I'm not in the mood. Okay. Well, let me just shave my legs. I'm going to put on a cute outfit. Like,
you want to feel yourself.
Yeah. Right. Like,
I think women are turned on by ourselves.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Was going to say, like, I don't give a fuck about a man not like caring if like I have like my legs aren't shaved and I have like a bush or whatever, but I don't feel sexy. So I'm not going to be like doing as much. I'm not going to be feeling myself as much. Like, yeah, it is. I do think our sex drive also comes a lot from like within.
Yeah. Like imagine when you get a blowout and you're like, I need to do something fun tonight because I look so good. Like make yourself feel like you're so hot that you're like, I need to have sex like today, not tomorrow. Yeah. Like everything you already right
everything's perfect.
Now.
I'm exfoliated. Everything's great.
Yeah, exactly. Exfoliated, shaved.
Okay. Another question, kind of in the sexual realms. Would you stay in a relationship if the sex is mid?
I've dated people that got a lot better over time when we knew each other. I don't know that I've had that experience where it just like didn't get better whatsoever. So it's really hard to say.
I feel like I've been in a relationship where the sex wasn't great and it just like fizzled out because like you need that. Like it was just friends basically. Yeah. You know what I mean? Unless you're
it becomes a routine kind of.
But it depends on how you view partnership too. Like if you want, there's so many different ways to handle sex in a relationship or like monogamy in a relationship, I feel like. So it depends on what you want. But if you're wanting like that real, like soulful connection with your partner, I think you do need to be with someone that you're at least having like good sex. Like you know you're going to enjoy it.
Like
most
if he's
of the time.
If he's a 10 and the sex is mid, I do think I could stay just because I don't put sex to that high of a caliber. And that's like, I am a very, very sexual person and I love sex, but I also like in long-term relationships at this point, I think I'm just prioritizing other things to where I'm like, again. And then it would just be like, I would teach him and tell him exactly what the fuck to do and where to be and all of that. So it's like, it wouldn't stay mid, but I do think like some people like cannot live without sex. And I've definitely had like my dry asexual phases where like I could give a fuck. But I feel like I could do it just being honest. But like, I mean, I think
I feel like in my current relationship that I was lacking from others was sex is really a tool for connection. Like I can tell when we're like all both getting a little antsy when we haven't hooked up in like a lot amount of time and allotted amount of time. And I can tell like especially living together, we'll like start getting like we don't like fight, but like more bickery. But like the second we bang, we're just like, we're like, oh.
I relate to that. Like right after you're like, oh, you're like in a terrible mood. And afterwards you're like, wait.
Yeah, you're like, did we just need to bang?
Yeah.
It's like I need to be prescribed, honestly. And especially living with someone, I feel like I need that connection because we're talking all day. We're best friends. We hang out all day. But I need to like feel like we're connected sexually. So I don't feel like we're roommates.
Right.
So that's helpful. But I guess that's only from my perspective. I'm not married. I don't have kids. Like, I'm sure that all those variables added other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Today's episode is sponsored by Malk. So if you didn't know, Malk is a premium plant-based milk made with simple, high-quality ingredients. They offer incredibly great taste without fillers, gums, seed oils, artificial flavors, or any other additives that so many other plant-based milks unfortunately use. I love Malk. Okay, first of all, the reason I first noticed Malk is because how beautiful the packaging is. I'm going to be really honest. I was out shopping for my, like, what I wanted to add to my coffee. Malk, so good. You can put it in a little frother, which is what I do, and then froth it up and have it with, like, an espresso or have it with just, like, your regular coffee, which I've just been, like, a decaf coffee girl, to be honest, lately. So I'll froth it up. I'll add some cinnamon and some stevia, and then that is like the most perfect coffee ever. If y'all listened to the Simple Pleasures episode I did recently with my friend Anastasia, she specifically talked about Malk because she said she makes the best cup of coffee every morning with it. I'm also so excited to share that they've just launched a new cashew milk. Following the same clean organic formula you know and love, cashew Malk is made with just 4 simple ingredients: filtered water, organic cashews, Himalayan pink sea salt, and organic almonds. That is it. Perfect for coffee and everyday cooking, cashew milk is ultra creamy, smooth, and delivers a fresh new take on your typical plant-based milk.
As always, malt products continue to be certified organic and glyphosate-free. Simply made with nothing to hide, just quality ingredients that taste great. You can find Cashew Malk along with other Malk products now at your local Whole Foods. Find Malk's new cashew milk at a Whole Foods near you. All right, y'all, you know how much I like to avoid going to the nail salon, which is why today's sponsor, Olive & June, is so important to me. So I want to have a nice manicure. I want to look clean. Also with work and stuff like that, doing things on camera, I don't want my hands to look gross. I'm holding things. Like, it's just like not, it's not the vibe. But I also hate the nail salon. I hate going somewhere where I have to sit there for hours for them to do my nails. And this is where we enter Olive & June's system. Their press-on system specifically is my absolute favorite, but they have a couple different ones. They have the Mani system and they also have a Pedi system. So the Olive & June Mani system is everything you need for salon quality manicure in just one box. Their salon grade tool is designed just for DIY. You can customize it with your choice of 6 polishes. The polish does not chip and lasts 7 days or more. And this breaks down to about $2 a manicure, which is insane, y'all. That's insanely cost effective. I just think it's great that I can get salon worthy nails at home with Olive and June. Another thing that they don't talk about enough, that they don't tell you when you go in to get your nails done, I don't know why I forget this every single time, because I mentioned the $2 per manicure situation. It is so expensive. It is so painfully expensive. And you sit there and they hold your hands down and you can't do anything. And with Olive and June, specifically the press-ons that I do, or really any of their systems, I just sit on my couch and do it myself. It is so, so easy and it looks amazing. They just look clean and fresh, and there's so many different options in terms of like style. So the press-ons look so real. They last so long. They have a number of different sizes so you can find the perfect fit. They are non-damaging and I can get a perfect mani in less than 10 minutes. This press-on system is an Allure Best of Beauty winner and they're only $10 a set. What's also great is you can change them out as much as you want, or you can keep them on for weeks, or you can paint them if you want to. I'm a huge fan of their mani system and the press-on system specifically, so you'll have to check it out. Visit oliveandjune.com/note-to-self for 20% off your first mani system. That's oliveandjune.com/note-to-self for 20% off your first mani system.
Okay. What is your response if your man asks you to eat his ass?
I'm down. Anything to make my man happy.
I think I would be down later, but I'm not adding the ass eating in right now. It's not happening. I don't want pink eye.
I have to go, no comment.
No, Iman has a job
oh
now.
Oh my God. On purpose.
Please. No, I didn't.
Fine, yes, I do that. I've done it.
We didn't even have to beg. She said, okay, fine.
I'm like, moving on.
Okay, I've done fine. That. I do it. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
No
I'm
shame.
I'm not going into details here. Okay. I'm not elaborating, and I would do it.
Okay, cool.
It's all the same. If you close your eyes.
If you close your eyes. It's all the same.
Okay. You don't know where it ends and where it begins.
Right.
How do you help your best friend see the light, aka break up with her toxic boyfriend?
Bully the fuck out of her.
I think there's a line that you have to tread, because I feel like when people are in those types of relationships, when you have a negative response to every single thing that their boyfriend does, I feel like then they stop sharing with you. So I always like to teeter the line of like letting them vent and being like, that's so frustrating, I'm so sorry. And like bringing up over time, like, oh yeah, I remember that he did this last time, like, and it made you feel this way. Like, I get
holding
you know, this
her
is kind
accountable.
Of, yeah, kinda. It's like bringing those things back up slowly but not aggressively, and just kind of being really realistic also about advice, because you don't want to keep giving the same advice that's just falling on deaf ears. Like at a certain point, I'm just not involved anymore.
And they continue to get more defensive though, even
yeah,
and it'll definitely like isolate you from them in a way.
So I've definitely had to say like, hey, I've definitely noticed things that aren't super healthy. Like if you're happy, that's fine. But just know that this isn't going to change. That's what I like to say is like, just know that this part of it isn't changing. Like I just like to speak pretty firm, not super like emotional or aggressive in my responses, but matter of fact. And also like over time, just having less and less tolerance for it, honestly.
Yeah.
And like, if you're going to complain about the same things then, and you're still going to stay with him, I don't what are we talking about?
We gotta talk about something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. I don't ever like to, like, even when my friends, like, have broken up with their boyfriends, I'm still never going to go hard in my thoughts and feelings and emotions
unless they
about
ask.
Him.
Unless
yeah.
They
even ask. Even then, I'm still like, I don't know if you're going to get back together. I can't ever take this back. Like, I just feel like as I've gotten older, the more I've bitten my tongue and been like, I'm not in the relationship. I only know one side of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're obviously only coming to me with, like, the negatives generally, because no one likes to, like, talk and brag about, like, how great their fucking relationship is and all the positives.
So you have a skewed view typically.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I realize that, and I realize that no matter what, they're gonna kind of take things personally. So yeah, I think I'm more just like matter of fact, where like he's not giving you what you need in this way, but I'm never going for like, I feel like I used to maybe go for like character or like be aggressive and like now I just don't really bring that stuff up. It's more just like he's not your man.
But also just like relationships go through shit, and I really don't like talking to friends that are like, oh, that sucks, like he sucks, like I don't and I never want to be that
anyone.
Friend
that's not helping anyone.
Because there's so much nuance to it, and also like I don't know what has happened over time, so I don't know, just like being a friend in general to someone even going through a relationship hardship, like kind of leave yourself out of it, because I have plenty of friends where I would never date their boyfriend, so everything they do I'm like, oh god, but I'm not dating them. I also have to think like, is this person good for my friend, and are they kind of a match? Like if he's kind of toxic, but also is she a little toxic, like if she was with someone healthy, was that even gonna work? Is that even what she wants,
or is she even in a place to like be in a healthy relationship? Like do you even like want that, or are you just trying to fuck around?
Because like objectively I don't like this guy, but this is not my boyfriend, so I also have to take myself out of it, because I would have never been here. But
and also no sometimes I look at it the other way, and I'm like, I realize that I wasn't in like a place to be emotionally like available anyway. So I'm like, well, that relationship was kind of what I needed at that time. It wasn't that fucking deep.
Yeah, exactly.
So I also think that's the case, as long as like it's just a learning experience and you're just kind of like,
Also, another question I have to kind of get to go along with this, because there was a question that says, what do we think about getting back together with exes? And the same person I think asked, is everyone team Joe again?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. I, for context, haven't met Joe, so I don't know, like, we don't have a relationship, but whenever you and I started like becoming friends again, I feel like was during the breakup, and I could just like see how like half of a person you were. But no, basically like I'm team Joe, because I feel like I trust that Peyton has done the work behind the scenes and the due diligence to know that he's in the place that he needs to be, because I obviously came to her with my concerns, being like, well, you know, what if something like this happens again and you're even deeper and you have kids and, you know, all of this stuff. So I feel like you voice your concerns, but then you just trust your friend, because they're the one that's like putting their heart on
that's
the line.
In there,
They're
and
the
especially,
one
that, I think it's a good thing to bring those things up, though, because obviously those are things that I thought about, but sometimes people don't go that deep into it. And I feel like sometimes you do need the protection of your friends to be like, have you considered this? To even plant the seed. You don't have to tell your friend how to think, but just be like, hey, like I was just thinking about this. Like, does this bother you? I would get more curious than anything when it comes to relationships like these, instead of demanding or judging. Especially with someone that you love, like you want to get more curious and kind of understand where they're coming from and why.
Right.
I love
versus
asking
like,
questions.
Versus like, you're a big question asker. But Iman's come around to Joe for sure. Because Iman's, I spent my initial days of my breakup laying and like Iman's
she
bed.
She saw the
darkness.
I'm going to get into that. But do you guys both have Rolexes on?
Yeah.
She's
insecure because she got called out on TikTok.
Some girl just commented, sorry, I'm going to go into the Joe thing, but some girl commented on my TikTok yesterday, and she was like, it wasn't a mean, I'm not making fun of her, but she was like, Iman, you need to post more TikToks. You have fans here. Like, Peyton can't be the only one around here with a Rolex. And I was kind of like, first of all, how do you know I don't have a Rolex? And second of all, I don't, but third of all, Kristen has one too, and I actually am the only one without a Rolex. And
Josh doesn't. Do you? Josh, show your Rolex.
Oh, Josh has the biggest Rolex that I've ever seen.
This is gold and diamond.
But like, I wonder if the camera would get it, but for a second, I'm like watching you, and I was like, oh, she has on Peyton's Rolex. And then I was like, pins wearing a Rolex. I'm the only one with that one.
So, here's the thing. Don't be sad about not having a Rolex. Is it the smartest decision I've ever made to purchase? No, but
mine
I
was a gift.
Love. Yeah. Chris didn't even get hers.
Mine was my college graduation gift. I actually lost my first one. This is my second one.
Kristen.
Whatever. I'll get one and I'll
but
make sure to let
do
the
you
girl
like
know.
Watches? The reason I bought this watch is I'm a watch person. Like I just like my
well, I just
to jewelry.
Want it. Okay. I just want it. Anyways.
This is a priority for me.
Joe. Mm-hmm. Yes, I like Joe. Okay, what do I think about getting back with exes? I think it's case by case. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's always bad. I don't think it's always good. I do, however, think that Joe is a rare case where I feel like he's actually better and nicer this time around. Like, I felt like when you guys were broken up, I was frustrated by him. Joe, close your ears. I love you. but I feel like before you guys even got back together, when he came over and he was like, okay, I know we're like not together, but here's a plan that I have. These are the like things that I've set in place so that we don't have the same fights. Mm-hmm. Here's where I was wrong. Here's how I'll do better. And then I remember like kind of being like, at first my eyes were squinted and then it was like a little bit like,
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Prove it.
And I don't know. I feel like he's been like a lot more understanding and
because
like
he did some
like,
inner work.
Yeah.
I was
going
to say he's like done the work to like figure out what was wrong. Cause my big question to her was like, okay. Cause I think it's a big thing with athletes that the second their career is over, they have a fucking freak out. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how do we know this isn't going to happen?
Yeah. When the career is actually over. Yeah. That's something I think the big question that I asked him is like, because for those of you who are just new here or something, Joe and I broke up in the midst of like kind of a job crisis that he was having where he could kind of see like he had a bad injury and he knew he was going to play again. But he just also it just like shakes up your whole identity when your whole identity is your job, basically. And to do his job, you have to have that as your identity. So he kind of had a little mental breakdown and isolated himself, which is something that I typically do, too. So I saw his side of it for sure. But obviously it crushed me. And I did a whole episode about getting back together with an ex, that like the things that I did while we were apart and how I was feeling when I got back together with him and why I chose to do that. So I don't need to go into all of that. But basically, it came down to, from my understanding, it was a little bit of like a breakdown. So when he came back, my biggest question was, is this who you are when bad things happen and life gets hard and like questionable? Are you leaning out of a relationship or like, is that something you did once because you've never been in a serious relationship before and you've never been in that job position before and you've learned from that? And when something bad happens moving forward in life, because it's going, bad things are going to happen, you are better equipped to handle it now based on going to therapy and based on all these things and tools that you have at your disposal now. And that question hit him. Yeah. Like that was a big thing for him. And I think that he was really grateful for me asking that because it gave him the opportunity to be like, you know, it's the latter. I've learned, but this is also how I've learned. And then I waited a few months of like kind of just like watching him and seeing how he acted. Because honestly, right when I got back together, right when we first saw each other, I didn't feel that and like, oh, I love him, we need to get back together pool. I was very closed off for a long time.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if that attraction and trust in my body would come back. So I told him that from the beginning. Maybe we'll get back together. Maybe we won't. We can try, but I don't know if I'm physically going to trust you again.
Right.
I just have to see. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I think that he did a lot of the inner work. But I also let you guys in on all of that stuff too. So like, y'all were pretty aware of like what I let the whole fucking world and I did a whole episode
about
it. Yeah,
I know. Like I always tell Peyton, I'm like, literally props to you for being so fucking vulnerable on the interwebs about
a breakup and
B, the getting back together. Like that's just room for people to talk shit have their opinions.
And they have.
That's why I don't like, because I was also watching the Love is Blind reunion, not to bring it up again. But
is this sponsored?
Everyone was so judgmental towards every wrong thing that everyone did in every part of the show. I feel like no one's actually thinking about, oh, in my real life, have I done something fucked up? Of course. Have I been insecure? Of course. Like, we're seeing these real human moments, and instead of being like, oh, wow, this is really vulnerable that they're on here, instead of we're DMing them and commenting, oh, my God, you're so embarrassed. Like,
well, because people don't think they're people. They think that they're like a character, I think. And like, I think when you're online or you're on a show like that, especially, you have this like degree of separation where people don't humanize you. Like you're not a human anymore.
Yeah.
And you're just a person.
They're all going around the couch pointing fingers like, yeah, well, you like did. And I was just like, please.
Yeah.
Literally, please. Like if we all had on me, myself, I don't speak for anyone else, on camera, all my worst moments in a relationship, every fucked up thing I've done, said, It just feels like bizarre to be up there. Obviously, it's fun to feed into for television, mm-hmm. but I think to the point where people are genuinely doing really badly in life because they're getting so much critiques, I think that's bizarre.
Yeah.
Especially bizarre. If you think about like when I have done fucked up things in a relationship, normally it's because I'm insecure or right. I'm hurt mm-hmm. or whatever. It's rarely because I just want to be a fucking bitch and I don't like the guy.
Yeah.
So if you look at things like that, like where I always I think we mentioned this on the last podcast, like the guy cheating or whatever, like to me, sometimes there does have to be like a catalyst for change, like some little negative thing. Mm-hmm. So if that is, you know, like doesn't always have to be cheating. Hopefully it, you know, in most cases it's not, but like in most of my relationships, sadly, I don't know if this is healthy or not, mm-hmm. but it's moved forward from something negative happening. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where yes. you're feeling insecure and you need yes. the validation or whatever. So like it's all just like you have to look at it from like, well, what when I have hurt people, it's not because I'm
a bad person.
Yeah, I'm a bad and, yeah. person or wanted them to hurt. I was because like I was fucking hurting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And obviously talk shit with your friends, talk shit in your group yes, chat. I yes. just mean specifically
keep it off the
fucking internet. Saying it to them.
Must I say just, it again. Stop bullying.
Stop bullying. I find that part weird, but obviously in my group chats, I'm going in. Don't, I'm not trying to be some holier than thou. Oh, don't bully. Bully, like, but don't show them.
Right.
Don't
right?
do it in bully their fucking with people comments. You trust. Bully yeah, with people bully, in the small group.
Do it as long as, do it in a way that the people are never gonna fucking know about it.
Right. Yeah.
Just like you would with anyone else that you know personally.
Right. Yes.
Okay, quick sharp right, because this reminded me of a conversation that Iman and I had, and I've gotten questions of this variation before, talking about how to be a good, and I'll just phrase it like a question. Mm-hmm. We'll say, like, I had someone write into an Ask Pete. I remember this one. She said, like, she has a good guy friend who just got a girlfriend, and she's like, her and her friends are annoyed because he's never around because he's got this girlfriend, and how to deal with a situation like that. Let's end with this because we talked about this briefly, yeah. and I think we had something to say on that front, because I consider myself a very good, like, best, one of the best girlfriends mm-hmm. of the guy friends when he has a girlfriend. Does that yeah. make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you do this well, too, because we talked about it. How to handle your guy friend having a girlfriend one-on-one without being the most fucking annoying girlfriend of yeah. all time.
Well, I think that goes with also like your girlfriends getting a boyfriend too.
Yeah.
And there are some times where I have to check myself and be like, bitch, this is your friend. Mm-hmm. You are there for support, love, fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're going to go off with a lover. Like that just fucking a lover. Happens. Like, yes, it hurts. Yes, it sucks. But yeah. like, you do have to kind of remind yourself sometimes that like you are their friend. Mm-hmm. You're not dating them. Yes, it's fucked up that they like can go, you know, kind of be in their own little world and like their own little love bubble. But like mm-hmm. who doesn't do that?
Yeah.
It takes maturity to like learn not to put all your eggs in one basket and to like keep your social life and all of that. Like mm-hmm. I've done that plenty of times. So I think mainly it's just like checking yourself and being like, this is your friend.
Yeah.
This is your friend.
Well, it's also for me, I have like a tactic, essentially. It's not really like a tactic. I don't really want to call it that. But that girl, I consider her my new best friend. Like when I approach, like, let's yes. say a guy friend and mm-hmm. his yes. new girlfriend, I approach her first. Like
right.
she is my friend in this situation, because if this is my guy friend who I love dearly, I support this relationship.
Yes.
Because one, if you want to keep someone around, you have to be nice to the people around them. Like you can't, if you want to be friends with your guy friend in any capacity, you can't be mean to the girlfriend or try to like ostracize or to be like, this is yeah. us right. time. I'm like, no, there is no longer you and your guy friend time.
Yes.
It's you are part of a throuple now.
And don't get me wrong. It's sad. Mm-hmm. Just like when any of my best friends get in a relationship, I'm happy for them. But I also have a grieving period where I'm like, we're not going to be going out the same. We're not going to be all on FaceTime all the mm-hmm. time. Like, there is a moment where it's sad and that's fine. I'm not like hating on them. I'm not.
It's like a selfish, normal. Yeah.
Well, you also realize
for a little bit.
That, yeah. that is something you're allowed to think. That's a yes. process you're allowed
but
to move through.
But it's not the girl's fault.
And it's not the friend's fault. Like, they yeah. have to move. People have to get in relationships sometimes.
Right, right.
Like, it's okay. And you can't right. always juggle. Like, I find it hard, honestly, when obviously I'm moving soon. So, like, in 2 fucking days, the movers come. Okay. I find it hard to juggle sometimes, even though my my intentions are good to see everyone and do everything, I feel like it's hard to juggle like your life and your animals and your friends and your significant other or whatever. And sometimes there's portions of your life where some things take precedent because they kind of have to.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Even between us, like we used to hang out every single day. Like we stopped having stuff to talk about. So we had to like literally take a day off in between because we'd sit at dinner and literally just be like,
so what's up?
So
that's when Peyton and I started asking each other the questions from Pinterest.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We've been doing that.
Okay, well, we're at dinner again because we've been on vacation together for 1 month straight.
And we just had lunch earlier.
Exactly.
it sucks when someone starts dating someone new because like you don't have that same interaction anymore.
Change
I don't
sucks
hang
in
out
general.
With Peyton anymore. Mm-hmm. We don't hang out
but
every
I think
day.
You can't think of it in a selfish way like that's, right. that's I get some version of this question a lot. It's not always guy friends, which I think I handle guy friend relationships a little bit differently because I know how it could look from the outside when you're friends with a straight man.
So you need to coddle the new girlfriend kind of to make her feel
well. That's my new friend and Mom and I were talking about how like she has a guy friend that has like a very serious girlfriend and she's like, oh, when I text him, I don't text him anymore.
I text them in a group.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's like a great tool.
I started a group chat and I established that I want to talk to both of them. Mm-hmm. Like I started the group chat. I said, hey guys, just realized that we don't have a group chat.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to talk about? Because I'm like wanted to text him.
I don't think that's necessary if it's one of your girlfriends. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you don't need to like be texting me and Joe and make Joe feel like that. You know what I mean? Like it's just,
but yeah, in that dynamic where you are the girlfriend to a guy, it is about like making the new girlfriend feel comfortable and like you can be trusted and there's no fucking weirdness. And so, it is then about you three.
That's your friend. And you actually like people can read if you're doing it as like a bit or like on purpose or whatever too. So like genuinely want to get to know this girl, I think.
But also think about why you're being hesitant about not wanting her around because it affects your life.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of selfishness
your life
involved
changes
with questions
a little
like
bit.
Right.
Because they're not as available. Like obviously, again, I'm not saying that it doesn't hurt and there's some jealousy that comes along with it for sure. There's some like sad feelings.
And you're allowed
but,
to
like,
feel that
that's
way.
That's a you thing, respectfully. Mm-hmm. It's not anyone else's fault that your dynamic changes with someone that you're really good friends with. And like, even if that girl's uncomfortable by it, even by you being like, I can't believe she's not, like, even that is kind of like,
well, that just pushes them away further because like the friend can feel that. And like the friend can feel the resentment or the like, just like overly overcompensating for like trying to like still be as relevant or whatever, you know, like you can't
feel there's like a guilt level I think there too.
Yeah,
but also like think about like you're gonna be in a relationship one day and that's gonna happen to you if you're not in one right now. Gonna happen.
Keep dreaming, baby. Keep dreaming.
But like that's gonna happen. You're gonna have all your oh god, that's gonna happen with all your like you want to have the kind of leeway to like explore your relationship as well without your friend being like, and where are you? I do think it's nice though, and I wouldn't do this with a guy friend, but with my girlfriends, like I like when Iman, like if we all hang out in a group, Iman was like, seems like we need some more P and E's time, just like one on one. I feel like that's a good way to enter that in. But again, I wouldn't do it with a guy friend because I just feel like that dynamic is so touchy.
Yeah. Instead of like, let's say if your best friend, you're a girl, they're a girl, gets a boyfriend, you don't want to be like, you never hang out with me anymore. Mm-hmm. You're always with, like the other day I just texted Peyton. I was like, I'm like craving some alone time with you. But I didn't flip it and be like, you never not saying that she even does. We talk enough, but she,
mainly it's less about like her being with her man right now and her just being fucking busy because she's like moving.
Right,
and
that's a me thing. I'm craving this. Like, I want
to
hang out.
Well, it's
alone.
Good to say those kinds of things, I think. I like that's why I like my friendships that I have at this point in my life because we don't say it in a way that's like, you're hurting me, so now I'm going to say something kind of rude to you.
Right.
It's more like, hey.
It's vulnerable.
Yeah, because everyone's done the inner work to be like, okay, I want some alone time.
Yeah, and like, then you why can am I having ask. These fucking feelings? Because I miss you.
Mm-hmm.
Or like,
to get down to the bottom
when
of that.
You get to the root of your feelings, they're so sweet.
They
like,
are.
You, and when you think about how much you love the person, you don't want to hurt their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I'm acting out because I really want to hang out. Or like, it's just so cute.
Right, it really is so fucking cute.
Have y'all seen the feelings wheel?
Yes.
Where it's like the primary feelings and the secondary feelings. Basically, it's like at this wheel that I don't remember how many levels there are, but like in the middle, there's like only a few feelings that are like really deep. And on the outside, like on the outside, there's like more feelings that are attached to that that you could use to like mask that inner feeling. So like you'd mask like shame with like anger or like defensiveness.
Got it.
And you go find the feeling that you're feeling that you can describe. And then you can like slowly, like it's a visual aid.
That's why we all have to learn to not be reactive, because it's never that like first emotion that you feel. That's always like something fucking deeper.
Yo, look up a feelings wheel. It's really changed
my
life.
Yeah, I
want
to see it.
It's helped my relationship too, because we can be like, okay, this is how I'm feeling, but I don't really know. Like sometimes you just, it's hard to know how you're feeling.
Yeah.
And it's actually helpful to have that prompt. But anyways, I use that in my friendships as well. And I think that getting back to the point of the guy though, the guy friend and stuff like that, I feel like it's really important to go through the process that you would with a normal friend. Minus the parts of wanting the one-on-one time and like all of that
stuff. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. That's your new best girlfriend.
Yeah.
No matter what. If you want that guy in your life.
And also if you want her to feel comfortable about you guys hanging out, then you should be friends with her too.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they do suck and it's just like, okay, well, this is my life now.
Then you just fucking distance yourself and wait until he figures it out, because he probably will.
He probably will. Yeah. That's the goal. I think that's the goal in general, bad relationships.
Yeah.
But there's been some that I've had to distance myself, and I've just kind of stayed distance because I'm like, y'all are stressing me out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be, I don't want to be privy to this knowledge and also be a supportive. But these are, when I say toxic, I mean like bad toxic. You can only help someone so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not, when we talk about toxic relationships, I don't think we're talking about like abusive.
Yeah.
Obviously.
No, just like they're not.
Like a silly, goofy.
They don't trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't trust. The no trust relationships are just horrible because they're looking for answers everywhere but each other.
All right. Well, I think that's most of the questions that we got. Does anyone have any closing remarks that they want to say? Does anyone want to tell me how much they're obsessed with me before I move away in 2 days?
No.
I feel like he'll be back.
I feel like I'll probably see you pretty soon.
Speaking of see me pretty soon, Stagecoach, Iman.
Oh, yeah.
We need to do a little get together about planning that.
Yeah, we need to bump our heads about
that. We also need to get together about planning our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can say this on this podcast. We're toying around with the idea of having a little podcast, us three.
A little tiny.
Just to stay in touch.
Yeah, so just like,
you know,
moves. And
it's so that I can get a Rolex. You guys, please record it. Please.
She needs the ads. Iman's going to read every ad read for the podcast if we have the ads.
I need a Rolex. Oh, yeah. Also, I started antidepressants yesterday. Sorry to bring that out on the last.
Also, I have not bought weed in 3 weeks. I've smoked like 2 or 3 times, but if you know me, it's probably been 13 years since this has happened. And I am like not a fiend anymore. Woo! I'm growing up. I'm in therapy.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Iman and Kristen see the same therapist. And honestly, I've been wanting
her.
To ask y'all if I can see her, because I'm like, is that weird if we all see the same therapist?
No, because you're going to love her.
It's like, unless we're talking about each other in our therapy sessions, then that's one thing, but we're not.
Yeah.
We've got bigger fish to fry, baby.
I'm sorry. You would be so low on the list.
I know.
Something I would talk about in therapy. Wait, that's kind of a cute friendship.
I know it is.
They're like, you're so lit.
You're being supportive. We have no problems.
No. I have to tell you guys about what we talked about last night. We had some big breakthroughs, me and my therapist.
Oh, nice.
Are you going to say it on the mic or are we talking about it later?
I can't have her booked up, huh?
No.
Are you going to say it on the
mic?
She's
not raising her prices.
Later.
Oh, we'll talk about it
later. We're going to go to Thunderbird tonight.
We are?
Oh, are we?
I thought we were.
Oh, well, I thought we were going to the Henry.
We can go to the Henry.
I kind of want to go to the Henry because I really want crispy rice.
We can go to the Henry.
No. It's her last
thing. Oh, yeah. It's my last thing. We have to do Thunderbird.
Okay. Talk me into it.
Okay. Now you sound sad.
No, I'm never going to be sad for puffy tacos.
Okay.
Ever.
Thunderboy.
I didn't even know we were going to do this.
Also, like, every single time we're at Thunderbird, there's like, someone has like something happen with a guy. Like our friend Javi was there. This dude she hadn't talked to in months hit her up.
Oh,
same with last time me and Eames were there. Texted me, hadn't talked to him.
Oh,
in
Joe
months.
Texted me his proclamation. Yes. I'm still in love with you, and I haven't stopped being in love with you. And I'm sorry, yada yada. I was at Thunderbird. Yes.
Also, I met a guy when we were there. One night, dressed like our theme was post b-ball practice. I met a guy there. He fingered me under my b-ball shorts.
Yeah, and did I like? How did
there's something
no
in the
it?
There's something in the water. It was dark because it wasn't
at Thunderbird.
Okay, he didn't finger me at Thunderbird. It was at Gaslight, and it was really dark.
And my
shorts were loose. I wasn't wearing underwear, so I had it coming.
How long was it?
Not like long. I just was like, "Hey, can you stop?"
Okay, that's enough.
But like,
so
he
much.
Got in there a little.
Oh my God.
But yeah, there's always, there's something in the water, something, there's always like a weird turn of events.
But I also liked people's reaction to Thunderbird because our friend Javi came and the way we talk about it, you would think it was like really a special place.
It's a hole in the wall.
It is.
It's just a place.
You guys, I'm getting emotional thinking about going right now because I just didn't know that we were all going to go.
It's, but it is like if everyone, if you come in from out of town and they're like, oh my God, we have to go to this place, Thunderbird. We hear all these people talking about all the time.
Oh.
You're going to be disappointed.
Like a hometown bar.
Yeah. It's not going to, it's just a place because
it's
special
to us. It's our local watering hole.
Yeah.
And it's like
except for it's not
less
local
than
10
minutes
at all.
From Iman's house. That's why we go there.
Yeah, because it's closest to me.
It's closest to Eames.
And everything's about Iman.
I'm in such a good mood.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. As always, you can follow Iman and Kristen on social media because I tag them literally all the fucking time. Otherwise, let us know where to find you guys if they don't see my tags.
At High End Hippie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At Iman Abdullah.
And Kristen is on her TikTok journey right now. She has actually, Iman sends her like new prompts. She's like, you're not doing so well this week, or hey, you're doing great this week.
Oh yeah, I told her she needs to get, I told her,
I need to get my numbers off.
She fell off last week because she wasn't posting anything.
Mm-hmm. I know.
There's a shared note where Iman gives Kristen a star every day.
Yeah, I get a star when I post. Mm-hmm. And I did really well the first week and then I fell off. Yeah. I'm going to get back
but
on
did
the,
you see
the
what
wagon.
I sent you? I had someone tell me I fell off. Ooh, I the Drake lyric?
Yeah, I did. I loved it.
Okay, because you didn't say anything about it.
Oh, well, I was with her. And
Oh, so you guys are not a text?
No, I just was in the moment
with
my friend.
Oh, you were like being present?
Yeah. Like, remember when we talked about this jealousy thing?
I like getting lost in your eyes. They are so green.
Right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes they're yellow, but.
Oh, my God.
Okay, anyways, we'll talk to y'all later.
Sorry. Yeah, TTYL, Lilas.
Thank y'all so much for listening to today's episode. You can catch a new episode of Note to Self every Thursday. Please, please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the good stuff. I always want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review if you have a sec. Follow Note to Self on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more info about the show at NTS by PS on Instagram and at Note to Self Pod on TikTok. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.